Mishnah, Perek Gimel. Ein Sodin Dagim in Habiborim Biyontif. You're not allowed to capture fish from preserves. I guess a bibor is a fish preserve. On Yontif, the Einos Nefneim Zonos, you can't feed them either. Avot Sodin Chayiv Oof min Habiborim, the Einos Nefneim Zonos, but you're allowed to capture wild animals and birds from a preserve, and you can feed them too. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kol habiborim shavim, not all preserves are the same. Depends how big it is and how easily the animals can get away, whether you can capture them and, according to Tosus, feed them also. Ze haklal, kol hamechusar tzeda osur, v'sheino mechusar tzeda mutar. Whatever is lacking capturing, in other words, the animal is so free that it's hard to capture it, then it's also to capture it. And if it's not mechusar tzeda, if it's in a place where it's easy to capture, then what's it called? Then it's mutar. Rashi, ein sodim dagim afal gav de shchita v'afiyu bishul me'ovos melachos hein v'hutru l'tzorich yontif l'chora l'yishvi mutar, it's ochel nefesh. Why shouldn't you be able to capture on yontif l'tzorich ochel nefesh? Time of yishum di efshem erev yontif. All these things that are mutar are because you couldn't have done them erev yontif. The shchita chayish l'michmer bisra, you can't shecht an animal erev yontif because we're afraid that the meat will rot. It'll get spoiled. Pen yischan in the asriya. Aval tzeda efshir latsudo mi ba'od yom. But you can always capture an animal or a fish before yontif. V'ani cher mesudasu b'mayim v'lo yomus l'mochri yitlu. And you can leave it in water and the next day take it. Put it in a pail. So there's no reason why you have to do it. On yontif, those things were a mutter. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos Shita is that, and Pashtet, it's only also with the Rabbanan. Tosfos Shita is that anything, any of the malachas that were meant to be done for a long, long time, like tzira, tzeda, you don't do it on the spot. You do a lot of them at once for quite a few days. You don't do that malacha just for that day's thing. So those are also either according to some Rishonim in Rabbanan or according to Rishonim even in HaTorah, the only malachas that were mutter on Yontem, Mishum Ochol Nefesh, are malachas that are done for that specific day, not done for a long time. Okay. The ain't biborim shel dagim hein brecho shel mayim. These are pools of water. Shekorin vibayer biborim shel chaya karfeifos mukafin gether soviv. And a corral for animals. A bibor is like a preserve where you hem in the animals in a corral. The konsul atochen chayis habor, the old those megad l'sham. You bring wild animals there, they give birth, and you have them, captured. There ain't no sense they have dagim zonos, and you can't feed fish. V'afil l'man d'omer nefesh behema b'mashma, even the man d'omer who holds that you're allowed to feed animals on yontif, you're allowed to prepare food for animals on yontif. Lochem does not exclude animals. Honey mila de mizonos and alayach. That's only where you're responsible to feed them. Aval dag and efshel and below mizonos. You don't have to feed a fish. Fish get along on their own. Sheim oklim shroshi asovim v'karka v'godl ochel asakot. They eat each other. So you don't have to feed fish. Therefore, it's an extra tircha on yontif, and you're not allowed to feed the animals. Tosus learns that it's a gzera. If you feed any animal that is mechusar tzeda, that you're not allowed to capture, you're not allowed to feed, because we're afraid if you feed it, you may come to capture it. But animals, birds and animals that were already captured from the day before, and put it confined from the day before, we think now that since they're in a corral, they're in this preserve, they're considered already contained and captured. Aval dagim nishmotim l'chorin l'shtokim, v'havi tzeda b'yontif. But dagim, even if they're in the preserve, they're in these pools, they still can get away. You can't capture them easily, so they're not considered captured. V'nos nefnei mizonos, b'mei achoref, tzrichim mizonos. In the winter, these animals need mizonos, because there's no place to pasture. The api mei akayis, even in the summer, when they can pasture, the mokom grishas b'nei adam, shein asav molim lo. Places where people walk, there's no grass, there's no pasture, so they need you to feed them also. They don't eat on their own. Hamechusar tzeda shetzorach l'tzoldo. Mechusar tzeda means that in order to capture it, you have to do things to capture it. So it's not automatically contained. Okay, v'raminu. So bring a contradiction to our Mishnah. Biborim shel chayi v'shel ofos ein sodim mehem biyontif ve'ein nosen lifnei mezonos. Right? Biborim of chaya and ofos, you're not allowed to take from them on yontif, and you can't feed them. And our Mishnah said you could. Kasha chaya, kasha ofos, ofos. Both chaya and ofos are a kasha. Our Mishnah says you can feed them both, and you can capture them both. You can take them out of the preserve. And the Brisa says you can't do either. The Gemara says, Bishlam chaya, chaya lo kasha, ho Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. Right? You can answer chaya by chaya. One is Rabbi Yehuda, and one's Rabbanan. Disnan. Rabbi Yehuda omer hatzod tzipor lemigdol, utzvi lebayis chaya. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you put a bird, or you make a bird go into the house, into a migdol, into a tower, or a tzvi into the house, into a room, you're chayiv on seda, right? Gemara says, lebayis u d'machayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're only chayiv of seda, an animal is only considered captured if it's in a room. But if it's in a preserve, in a bigger, what's it called, area, that's not considered capture. Menela, the opposite's also true. If you, therefore, take an animal that's in a room, you're not capturing it because it's already captured. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you take an animal from a dibur, it's not considered captured, so now you're capturing it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Taki wouldn't be allowed to take an animal out of a dibur, only out of a room. The Chachomim Omrim, Tzipor Lemigdal, Vitzvi Legina. Tzipor, if you bring it into the, what's it called, into a tower, it's considered captured, right? And a tzvi, even legina, lechotz, lebibrim, is considered captured. Male, if it's considered captured, you're allowed to take it out of there if it was there before yontif, because you're not capturing it again. It's already captured. Right? So chaya, we could answer. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're not allowed to take an animal out of a bibur. And the chachamim hold you could. They hold it is captured, considered contained inside a bibur, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not considered contained. If it's not contained, then now containing it is capturing it. Ela ofos ofos kasha, but the birds are still a problem. The chit, because everybody holds that a bird in a, what's it called, in a migdal is not considered captured, right. The chit ema ha nami lo kasha, ha be biber makora, ha be biber shena makora. It depends if the beaver has a roof on it or not, right? Then the bird is captured if it has a roof. If it doesn't have a roof, then it's not captured. But a bias, the beaver makora dummy, right? A house is like a beaver that's covered. Ubein Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbanan, tzipor l'migdal in l'bayis lo. A tzipor is only if you put it into a narrow tower that is considered captured. But in a room, even with a roof on it, the bird can, what's it called, get away. Because since it's a wide space, right? It's not a very small, narrow, contained cage. Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Hocha B'tzipor Dror Askina. Now, the Bryce is talking about a tzipor drawer, which is not contained even in a biber. But a, what's it called? But a tzipor that's not drawer. Tzipor drawer, some Rishonim learned, that means a specific variety of bird. And other holds, it's a type. All kinds of birds can either be drawer, right, where they're totally wild, or they can be semi-domesticated. So it's not a certain type of bird. It's a sug of birds. Okay. She'ena mekabelis moros. It's the kind of bird that is very difficult to catch. It's not docile. It's not at all docile. The tani dever b'shmuel. Lama nikra shma tzipor dror shedar v'bayis kibesade. It can easily live in a house as it can outside in the field and get away from people. Right? It feels comfortable even in captivity to run away, to evade the person. Now that you're saying that the difference between the Bryce and the Mishnah is not that one is like one mandiyomer and one's like a different mandiyomer, right? But we're making differences in what they're talking about, so we can make difference what they're talking about by chaya also. Chaya chaya nomi lo kasha. Have a biber cotton, have a biber gadol. The Mishnah is talking about a biber cotton, where the animal is contained. And the Brisa is talking about a biber gadol, which is not where it's not contained. Okay, let's see Rashi till here. Hatzot sipur min hachutz ad shemachnisol migdal eit shekorin mishtair. You take a bird and you do things to force it into a migdal, which is a tower. O hatzot shvi min hachutz ad shechnisol bayis b'shabbos. Or a deer that you hemmed into a room on Shabbos. You don't have to actually take it with your hands. That's not, capturing doesn't have to be with your hands. It can be with any means that you force the animal to go into an area where it's captured. Chayev, the kivin, the machna, sipur lemigdal, the noa lefonav, you put the sipur in this migdal and you closed up the migdal, harayu ochus va'omid. Right, so it's a narrow place and the bird is caught. You can just put your hand in again and capture it again. It's caught. The nigmarat tzedoso, its capturing is finished. The chayin tzvila bayis, the noa lefonav, you put a deer in a room and you close it up, he's caught. Right, the deer, there's nowhere the deer can escape inside the room. But if you put a bird into a room, then all the farmer closed the door is potter. Then that's potter, it's osur min rabbanan, but it's potter. Here Rashi says that we're talking about a room where there's windows. So it can get out of the windows. So a room is not capturing for a bird. Later on Rashi is charata from this. It's only the havamina, and it's because it's a big room, and it can get what's it called, into the corners, whatever. The ain kan seder, since it's not a narrow place, it can escape to the different sides of the room, and it's not captured even inside the room. Otsvi shechniso min hachutz lebibar, the nolifon of ain zut seder. Or if you put a deer into a preserve, into a corral, it's also not captured, because it can run away from you inside the corral. Still can't it's not contained. The chachomim omrim tzipor lemigdol, hu tzedoso, kasher amarta. Then ain't a chanami. The Chachom agree that a tzipor is only considered captured if it's in a migdal, if it's in a tower, right? In a cage, like a cage, yeah, a cage. Aval tzvi ain't sorachat shachnisan lebayis, but a tzvi is considered captured even in a bibar. The af legina lechotzul lebibar have itzeda. Umasnis nektoni tzodim in a bibrim biyontif rabbonini. The amri mishnichnus lebibar who nitzod the omeid who brais rabbiuda. So the Mishnah says you're allowed to capture chayas from a biber, you're allowed to take them out, because that goes according to the Rabbanan, that a biber is considered captured by an animal. And the Brisa that says that you can't take it out of a biber is Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's not considered captured in a biber. Ela ofos kasha, but by birds, everybody agrees that a bird, what's it called, is not considered captured, why you're allowed to take a bird out of a biber. The hakulu molded ain seidos nafilu lebayis. Mikorish Yeshlo Gagas. You want to say there's a difference between a room that has a roof on it and doesn't have a roof on it, you can't say that. Hocha Diktani Gabi Shabbos, Sipur Lemigdal, Velo Labayas, right? The Maisa, it's the same thing as it would have a roof on it. A bias is where it has a roof on it. It's like a biber that has a roof on it. And still it says that it's not considered captured, only in a migdal. So it's not the roof that makes a difference, it's the area of the house, the area of the room. Versus no, but sipur drawer. Shadora v'bayis kibesoda. It's not contained in a house as much as it's not contained outside. It feels comfortable in the house and can escape. Shiodas, not to escape the house, but escape from you inside the house. Shiodas li shomit bezovius habayis achotzad. It knows how to escape a person even in a room. Ulakein nikris drawer al shem dira shadora v'chomakam. It can live anywhere. It feels comfortable anywhere. Now that we answered ofos that they're not a kasha, and we don't have to say that it's talking about a machlokas tanoi and Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, but it's different cases. So we can say the same thing by chaya, different cases. Chaya chaya nomi lo v'sukma ketanoi. Don't say that it's two different mandiomrim. Say it's two different cases. Both could go like the Rabbanan, umasnisim a biber cotton, the chein ahid shabbos, all talking about a small biber, right? Ubrais and the tani ain't sodin the biber gadol, the eshlal yishamit, the one that says you can't take the birds out of the biber, it's talking about a big biber, where it's not considered contained. Rav Shim Gamliel, af the biber cotton, polig, im tzorek lomar havei metzudin. Rav Shim Gamliel argues, even a biber cotton he holds is not considered contained, unless you don't have to say Well, get a net and we'll catch it. If you can catch it without a net, then it's considered contained. Or Reb Shimon doesn't argue b'chal. He's just explaining that in a beaver cotton, you don't need a net. In a beaver cotton, you do need a net to catch it. Okay. Hechi domi beaver cotton, hechi domi beaver gadol. So now that we made a difference between a small beaver and a big one, that in a small one, the bird and the animal are considered contained, and a big one not. What's how small is a small one? How big is a big one? Anything where you can chase after the animal and in one swoop catch it, right? You don't have to keep running around, what's it called, more than just one attempt, that's called biber cotton. The idach and anything bigger than that is a biber gadol. Inami, another way, kol hecha deika ukzi, biber gadol. Wherever there are, what's it called, nooks and crannies, where the animal could get away to, that's called a biber gadol. The idach, biber cotton, where there are nooks and crannies, just a plain square off room, where the animal can't hide in a corner, then what's it called, it's considered a biber cotton. Inami, kol hecha de nafli tula de kasli adodi biber cotton. Wherever the shade from the walls hit each other, so it's a narrow room, then that's considered small. The idach biber gadol. And Tosu says there must have been some standard height of the walls, otherwise it's no simon, right? But they had a standard height of walls, and they knew that if the, what's it called, the shade overlapped, that's narrow enough to be considered a biber cotton. Rashi, b'chad shia, shechia, b'pam achashu shocha alav, l'tof so ein lo lishon men. You make one swoop and you can catch it. You don't have to do more than one, that's called a biber cotton. Uksi, uksi zavios, it has nooks and crannies where the animal can escape to. The nafli tula de kotsro, the arimi rov ktana de kotsro. Since it's so small and narrow, the shade overlaps. Okay. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, lo kol habibrim shovim. Rav Shimon Gamliel says not all the preserves are the same. Wherever you need a net to catch it, it's not caught. Wherever you don't need a net to catch it, it is caught. And Rashi said, tup shotim in Rav Shimon Gamliel. Let's see, omer Rav Yosef, omer Rav Yehuda, omer Shmuel, halachik Rav Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Shittim Kometzes brings a raya. We have a cloud. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel everywhere in the Mishnah, except for three places. Oreb, Tzidon, and Raya Achrona. So why do you have to paskin like him over here? The halacha is like him everywhere. So bring a raya that cloud is only where Rav Shimon Gamliel's tam is mistaber. But where it's not so, what's it called? His tam is not much more mistaber than the ones he's arguing on, then that cloud doesn't apply, and you have to paskin like him specifically. That means that the Rav Shimon Gamliel is arguing on the Tanakhama, right? They hold a different shear. What difference does it make if he argues or not? I'm telling you, the halacha is like him. What difference does it make if it's an argument or not an argument? Either way, the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Like Rashi said before, that what's the two ways of learning? One is that this is the same shear as a beaver cotton. Or no, it's not a beaver cotton. In a beaver cotton, it depends if you need a net or not. Omerlei, Gemara, Gomer, Zemurtate. I want to understand what's going on. Don't make the Gemara into a song. So you see from here that a song is something you're not medactic in. That's why David HaMelech was punished when he called the Torah Zemiros. Right? Since Gemara, we're not going to make it into a song. Rashi. Hachloch mechlav de plige, Rabban and Alei Lamem recall Abibrim Shavin, that they're all the same. Bitmiyo, Vok, Minim, Bibber Cotton, Mishum, the Nazi Dome. The Rabban also all, there's a difference between a Bibber Cotton and a Bibber Gadol. What does it make to you if they argue or don't argue? If they argue, I'm telling you the halacha is like him. If they don't argue, it's even better. Then for sure the halacha is like him. This is taken from, what's it called? It's a foolish saying that people say. Just because a person makes a sale, he becomes a businessman. Right? From one sale, you don't become a businessman. Ken Gemara Gomer, Omer the Talmud Shota, Lamod, Hain Enes, Hain Shibush. Right? You tell a foolish Talmud, learn no matter if you know it, you don't know it, just learn it any way you want. Shota, the Yehelech of the Zemer Vashir. You'll have it like a song. Now, you don't have to know what it's talking about, just it'll be a song for you. So same thing over here. I want to be didactic to know what I'm learning. Not Stam, what's it called, to learn it without knowing clearly what it is. Zach, Klaukulam Mechusar Tzeidah, Hechidam Mechusar Tzeidah. Right? What's considered mechusar tzeid? Omer of Yosef, Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, kol sha'omer havei mitzuda v'nitzudenu. If you have to bring a net to capture it, that's called, what's it called, chusar tzeid. Tosa says, l'chora, we had before, and what's it called, the Rashi says, right? Less Rashi, havei mitzuda, kolomer, shetzorek levakish tachbulos l'tofso. You need to find ways of capturing it. You can't just capture it with your hands. You have to go get a net. Behind shiur of the beaver gottle, the ale. And Rashi says that's the same shiur before. A beaver gottle is one where you need a net. Beaver cotton is where you don't need a net. Same shiur. The same shiur, and we said before, this is another way of describing it. Tosus argues, and he says, no, it's not the same shiur, right? Here it's talking, what's it called? There the shiur is legave behem and chaya, and here it's talking about ophos. Where you need a net to catch it, it's talking about ophos. That's a different shear than beaver cotton, which is talking about what's it called, behemos, chayes. Okay, v'tanya, hatsad avozim v'tarnigolin, the only hadrosios, potter. If you capture roosters and chicken and what's it called, ducks, and yoni hadrosios, pigeons that are hadrosios, which are domesticated pigeons, you're potter, because they're already considered captured. Omar Rabba Barafuna, Omar Shmuel, Halalu boin the one second. So here it says, what's it called? That no, we skipped something over here. Omar le'abaya v'ho avozim v'tarnigolim shomrim hovi mitzuda v'nitzudenu. But how about what's it called? Ducks and chickens. Where also you need sometimes a net to catch them, right? They run away, right? And the v'tanya hatsar avozim v'tarnigolim the only address is potter. And some say potter means potter avol mutter. And then for sure it's a kasha. Here it says you're allowed to capture them. Here it says if you need a net, you're not allowed to capture them. Some say it's potter aval osur, but from the other case, it's chayiv, the minatora, because the Tosu says it wouldn't be minatora, there wouldn't be an issue to feed them. Because all this issue to feed them is because you may come to catch them. But if coming to catch them is only to Rabbanan, then it's gzeru. So the Mishnah is talking where it's osur minatora, and here it says it's potter, at least it's only osur mit rabbanan. It may be mutter legamre, it's machlokas rishonim. Some say the potter over here means potter of mutter, and some say potter of osur. But either way, the Mishnah is b'chora chayiv min haTorah. Omar Rabba Barav, Huna, Omar Shmuel, halolu boin l'kluvim le'erev, halolu ein boin l'kluvim. No, the difference like this. Sometimes you need a net, but eventually the animal is going to come back by itself. Then it's considered captured. The animal returns to its cage by itself, then it's captured. And even if you need a net to capture it right now, because it runs away temporarily, that's only asur mid rabbanan, and maybe mutter l'chatchila. But if the animal is never going to come back, doesn't return on its own, and you need a net, that's say the minator. Where it says v'harayoni shovach v'yoni aliyah the boy in the kluvim le'erev, even other kinds of pigeons, not just domesticated pigeons. But pigeons that live in a regular pigeon coop or whatever, they also come back to their pigeon coops at night on their own. The Tanya Hatsad Yoni Shovach Yoni Aliyah the Chiparim Shikarnu Betvichim Bebiros Chayiv, right? Lamaisa, if you capture these kind of birds, you're Chayiv, even though they come back to their coop on their own. El Omer Rabba Bar Rav Huna Omer Shmuel Halalu Boin Lekluvim LeErev Umezonosin Alecha. These come back, and you have to feed them. But the other pigeons are wild pigeons. They go out during the day and get their own food. And you don't have to feed them. You have to feed your chicken and your geese, but you don't have to feed your pigeons. And then domesticated pigeons, Taka, you have to feed. V'halolo boin l'klub le'er, v'enazon osin lecha. Rav Mori Omar, honi avide l'rebuye, v'honi lo avide l'rebuye. These, if you try to catch them, they run away from you. The ones that are, what's it called, yonei shovach, and whatever. But Yone Hadrosios and chicken and geese, if you try to catch them, right, sometimes they'll run away, but most of the time they'll let you catch them. So where it says, Kunu Nomi Avidi L'Rabuye, they all run away. What are you talking about? If you try to catch a chicken, it runs away from you. Right? What are you telling me? The chickens don't run away? Where it says, no. The Kluvan Kamrina, the Avidi L'Rabuye. Right? Some, even in the cage, try to escape you. And some, once they're in the cage, they don't escape you at all. Okay, Rashi. And those are the ones that are considered already captured. Har disos al shem mekoma. from the place that was. Others say the Eshomrim al Shem Hordas. Hordas HaMelech raised these kinds of domesticated pigeons. The Enak Delim Abatim. These are domesticated house birds. Lekluvam Sal Shemakarinimbo. Kluv is a cage. Kamoke Kluv Mole Oaf. Avozin Tarnagolim Boim Le'er of Lekluv. Your chickens and rooster and geese come back to their cage at night by themselves. The Noach Matosis, and there you can catch them. So they're going to come back, and you'll be easy to contain them. They're considered captured. Filka Chareim Kinitzodim Ba'omdim. They're already considered captured, even if they're out of the cage. They're going to come back on their own. They're captured. Umutu Litzodim Afilu Chutzalkuvim, and therefore you're allowed to capture them outside the cage because eventually they'll come back. So they're already contained. Yonei Shovak Yonei Aliyah also come back to their cage. Yonei Habarein. They're wild pigeons, but they live in a pigeon coop. They come back to their pigeon coop. So why aren't they considered contained? The Shotin V'Ochlin B'Chutz. B'Tfichim B'Biros Garsinan K'min Pachim Nosim B'Chomos Abiros. In the walls of the, what's it called, of the palaces, they put, what's it called, jars. V'Hamigadim L'Kanim Shoah V'Hamigdolim. Right, biros v'amigdolim, lekanin sham ofos abor. In towers and in palaces, they put what's it called, like jars on the outside of the walls, and birds make nests in these jars, and they grow. They raise them there. Umezonos and alechus. Mor says no. The difference is that geese and chickens you have to feed. Hilkach kibehema heim v'chashivim mezuman. Therefore, they're considered mezuman. Right, since you have to feed them. So, what's it called? They're considered already completely domesticated. Hani avidi l'rabuye. And finally, the Gemara says that these run away from you, and the other ones don't. And the Gemara clarifies it that geese and chickens don't run away from you when they're in the cage. But the other ones, the wild birds, run away even in the cage. Yonei shova chasun l'shamit l'vroch and deben yodam. Right? Wild pigeons run away from people. The Kluvan Kamrinan, David Lurbuye. Porchen ad Kinon, the Tsarch Lalos Achareya. Right? They fly till their nest, the place where they're contained, and even there you have a hard time catching them. The Gamshon Nishmatimenu, the Yardin. Masha'en Kane, the domesticated chickens and geese, and domesticated pigeons, once they come to their cage, they don't run away anymore. They're what's it called? They're easy to contain. So since they're going to come back automatically on their own, they're considered already contained.